Fox News. Lawmakers have 6 hours to come up with a plan to keep the government running, but there may be a glimmer of hope. Fox's Jaron Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Well, that hope is coming from the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer and President Trump. The two met this afternoon at the White House. They ended that meeting without any announced deal, but Schumer says,
"Made some progress, but we still have a good number of disagreements."
In a tweet, the president called the Oval Office meeting excellent, writing making progress, but also endorsed a 4-week spending bill. That bill already passed the House, with very few Democrats supporting it, and has stalled in the Senate, Lisa.
Jared, the Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments this spring on the legality of the latest version of President Trump's travel ban, the final ruling expected by late June. Authorities have released the first report on the October 1st mass shooting at an open-air concert in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo said he felt the need to release a preliminary report about their findings because of the public interest in the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Despite a hard drive being missing from one computer, they still were able to examine some of Stephen Paddock's search history.
You will see in the report Paddock's disturbing search history from his computers to include extensive search history of ballistics and SWAT tactics.
They also say they found child pornography. No note was found, no link to any group or ideology. They still believe he acted alone.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Hawaii Governor David Ige says there's lessons to be learned from last weekend's false missile alert.
We really need to look at all of the modern channels of communication that we have available to us as a community.
After the alarm went out, it took 38 minutes for a follow-up to let people know that it was a false alarm. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 JD Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000 plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
A victim impact statements in Michigan for disgraced Olympic gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. Gold medalist Allie Raceman addressed the courtroom.
From the time we were little, we are taught to trust doctors. You are so sick, I can't even comprehend how angry I feel when I think of you. You lied to me and manipulated me to think that when you treated me, you were closing your eyes because you had been working hard when you were really touching me, an innocent child, to pleasure yourself.
Several of Raceman's teammates claim Nassar abused them, including Michaela Maroney, Gabby Douglas, and Simone Biles. Nassar faces a minimum 25 to 40 years in prison for molesting girls at Michigan State University and his home. He's already been sentenced to 60 years for child pornography. If you pay monthly for Amazon Prime, get ready for a price hike.
If you pay for the service on a monthly basis, get ready to shell out nearly 20% more. 2 years ago, the online retailer had added the monthly payment option as a way to lure shoppers, especially during the holiday season, who wanted faster free shipping but didn't want to commit to an annual fee. Besides free 2-day shipping, Prime members get other perks like access to Amazon's video and music streaming services. The fee of $99 for an annual membership will not change. The increase will also impact the company's newly introduced student pricing, moving from $5.49 to $6.49. Amazon's existing monthly members will start paying the higher fees next month. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A Game of Thrones-themed ice hotel, complete with a bar and a chapel for weddings, has opened in northern Finland. It's a joint venture between a local hotel chain and the producers of the hit TV series. The hotel, which stays open until early April, suggests that guests stay only one night due to below zero temperatures. Lisa Lacera, Fox News Radio.
The Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. Much of southern Utah is expected to get hammered with snow beginning tonight and through the weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch through Sunday with up to a foot of snow forecasted in spots including Delta, Fillmore, and Cedar City. The storm is expected to move on during the day Sunday. St. George will likely be free of snow with just a mix of precipitation in the forecast for Saturday. Prosecutors have charged a former St. George school counselor with having a sexual encounter with a 17-year-old student. Heidi Tasso is facing an unlawful sexual conduct charge after authorities say she and a teen that she'd been working with at Mill Creek High School had the encounter in June of 2008. St. George police began looking into the incident in 2016. Charges were filed this week. Weather for the area, partly cloudy and 60 degrees today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
On now to say something even more disturbing. The war in Vietnam is but a symptom of a far deeper malady within the American spirit. And if we ignore this sobering reality, we will find ourselves organizing clergy and layman concern committees for the next generation. They will be concerned about Guatemala and Peru. They will be concerned about Thailand and Cambodia. They will be concerned about Mozambique and South Africa. We will be marching for these and a dozen other names and attending rallies without end unless there is a significant and profound change in American life and policy.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're tuning in. Of course, I've got Investigator Dave because it's Friday.
Hello.
It's Friday. And we have a lot to discuss, geopolitics, all kinds of stuff in this hour of the show. I just hope you're all doing well. In fact, front page news, in the last hour, I went over the Chicago Tribune, put out this big article. You can still fly out of O'Hare and Midway, but the whole world will come crashing down around you. And it's such a farce. It's such media hype. The few things that would even shut down are ridiculous. I just hope people are seeing through this. It was front page Chicago Tribune. It's front page Fox News. It's front page everywhere. And they do this every year. Are we not sick of it? Every single year, the looming clock, the shutdown, the midnight shutdown. And I think a lot of Americans are just kind of praying for a shutdown because we're so tired of it.
Inshallah.
Oh, geez. Anyway, yeah. I know it's the top headline today, but it's just that ridiculous because we do this every year for 6 years on the show, every year.
The government will not shut down. The banks will make their money.
And they always threaten, and they do it so they can get that, whatever they want in that budget through so that quickly, without anyone looking. And it's just the biggest sham. It is the biggest sham. So anyway.
So.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot to talk about because we sort of left. I want you to sort of recap because if somebody's just tuning in, they sure missed that great last 5 minutes of the show. So I want you to recap on that, if you would.
Okay. We were talking about the nuclear attack on Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And then
okay,
the document. The document.
So yes, the documents.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting that, the deep state maintains, like the NSA, we know that they're part of the deep state,
mm-hmm.
all the intelligence agencies. That's one of the reasons that Obama put them all together into one lump sum just before he left office,
mm-hmm.
all this sharing and back and forth. They're all, the deep state has always been part of the political machinery of intelligence gathering. They need the intelligence. They'll go for it at any cost. And so they developed this Hawaii Cryptologic Center there in Hawaii, over on Oahu. It's located near I don't know how to pronounce it over there. Any rate, but they kept it there. And Snowden worked there. Snowden, Edward Snowden, he's the one that took all the information and escaped to China and then Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a tremendous amount of intelligence that's there. But they kept it there in Hawaii. They didn't transfer it to CONUS, the continental United States. And so, but they're required to if there's under attack, under a nuclear attack. And so all of a sudden this missile comes out of the ocean, starts heading toward Hawaii. The alert is on, the DEFCON 1, and we're ready to go. And so they're obliged under that to send those all that information over to the United States. So it's here now. And the ramifications of it is, of course, I believe personally that the background for it is this FISA document that's now in the Senate and Congress. And it's harrowing stuff, vital stuff. And it's going to change the whole, they say, the whole course of the United States. Some of the congressmen say the course of the United States, intelligence gathering and the leadership. Not Trump. The leadership of the FBI, CIA, and a lot of these others are going to fall. And so we got to get this document out. And they're on, the congressmen are on every news station they can saying how important it is to get it out.
Because, what's holding it up?
Well, right now they're having a committee. Right now,
who's holding it up?
Right now, it's classified. It's listed as classified. But the Congress itself, by a simple vote, can unclassify it, provided there's no state secrets in there. And according to the congressmen who have read this, they say there's no state secrets in there. But this does expose all the shenanigans of what went on in the FBI with Clinton, with the whole batch of them.
Okay.
And they should all roll. Yeah. So we'll see. But that information suddenly came out after this intelligence dump that Trump and Pence and Mattis and everybody else were gathered together to receive the moment it came. So it's a real interesting thing that's going down here.
It's going to get weird.
Right. It's going to get weird. So just hang on. There's going to be a lot of interesting stuff this month, if not this week, coming down. It's good. You're just stuff you're not going to believe. But the American people, I think, are going to be shocked. And a lot of them are going to be forced to believe things that are happening that they'd have no idea.
All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. 888-673-1450, by the way, is the caller number. You can call in live right now. There you go. Caller, hi. Welcome.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hi there.
You know, just a couple of questions or clarifications. When Dave said something that it has to come to the United States, did he mean to the mainland?
Yes, to the mainland. They were wondering, you know.
Wait, go ahead. What was your question?
Yeah. You know, this whole notion that there was a missile, now I don't doubt that there may have been, but we don't know who has sent that. And I'm
you're talking about Hawaii.
Skeptical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry?
You're talking about Hawaii. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the Hawaii missile. People have said this, and I've heard this on your show, and I'm not, I have no information either to the contrary or to support it, but I would be highly skeptical that North Korea would go so far as to provoke the United States that way. I mean, they've been, if you look at what they've done all through, it's been very measured. It's in on their land, meaning in their kind of sphere, the Sea of Japan. They have shot down a ship many years ago, but not, you know, recently with all the war exercises going there. So for them, now that would also be a different strategy, but I don't think they would push it as far as
I think you're right.
That kind of action.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yep. So what does that leave as the alternative theory? Was it a false flag gone wrong? Was it an attempt of doing a false flag as far as prepping for that?
We know that the deep state does have a navy.
They do it all the time.
Does have submarines.
Yeah.
And they've got an army.
You know, may I just say one more thing? But the most pathetic part of this whole thing was how the governor of Hawaii and the person who's in charge of that agency that oversees this warning said, oh, they pushed the wrong button.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Did you think that America, we are that stupid? There's a whole kind of menu you have to go through, kind of a protocol for anything like this to happen. And he says, oh, you pushed the red button, and it's kind of, it probably has a big tape around it which says, do not touch, you know. These people think we're stupid or what?
Yeah, they do, actually. They do think we're stupid, in answer to your question. And you know what? A lot of people are. And that's the problem, isn't it? Because we all know how many documented documented, and I mean documented, false flags there are, and how many provoke us into a war. And for us to not even look at that, as an option that happened there, because the media story was so full of holes that you'd have to be living in a cave at this point. But there are people that live like that. So whatever the media says is how they see it. So
you know, may I just say there's probably one. I shouldn't say probably. I could go on a limb and say maybe China is trying to, you know, push, find the holes in the American system, but I don't even think they would go that far just because the United States is overwhelmingly superior militarily.
Yes.
But it isn't as if China is a weakling or something like that. They can fight back, and they've got aircraft. Sea skimming missiles that will kill aircraft carriers. Those are like the dodo birds anymore. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't think China, but you know, this also points to something else. There may be many things that the U.S. is doing like this around China, and probably China does not report it to save face and not to show that it can be breached, you know. So this may be, you know, in kind, so to speak, you know, reaction in kind. I mean, that's a very outlandish kind of speculation on my part.
Well,
but I'm just saying that could be something like that they're kind of getting back. And, you know, on that side, they don't talk about it, but the U.S. Intelligence agencies know about it. And so this may be a way of kind of poking, trying to kind of respond in a measured way, if you will.
Yeah, okay, I like it. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, well, thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
And I see here you're getting snow. So now you'll get to know what winter is like.
Thank you.
All season long.
I appreciate that. I apologize to our Chicago listeners. They're going, what are you talking about? We're always in snow. Well, sometimes over here we don't get much. Anyway, boys, yeah, it's very true, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's
no, it's not China.
No, it's not China. I wouldn't even think it was China.
China's right on schedule, introducing their petrol yuan and getting their gold, selling their products, accumulating all their raw natural resources from India, China, I mean, Saudi Arabia and everywhere else, Russia.
I agree.
They're doing quite well. There's no reason they want a war.
888-673-1450. Let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, Kate, the two of you together are just a pretty dynamic duo.
Well, thanks. Appreciate you.
You're an investigator, Dave.
Thank you.
I listened to the last half of the last hour because I was in and out of stores, and I missed part of it. But I called a couple people, and I said, you've got to be on, Kate. You've got to listen. And would it be possible for you guys to go back and do a recap? I know you did a quick recap, but of the whole Japan and Hawaii and the missiles and the and the boats out in the ocean and the tourists, what they reported.
Sure.
But could you do that?
You got it.
That was just, I think that's worth people another hit.
But. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Go ahead. Because maybe there are people that aren't aware that there were some eyewitnesses, right?
There
some
were.
Tourists.
At least there's at least two boatloads. One of them had about 10 people. Mm-hmm. At least from what I read, they came back to the shore and they said, hey, we saw what sure looked like a missile flying through the air, and all of a sudden, boom, it blew up. It was coming down, and it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that Pacific Command,
they were about 100 miles off of Hawaii when they said
the Tucson, the USS Tucson, shot that down. My source. That's what I've been told. Now I say it's source because I'm not sure. We can't
could
verify.
Be because wasn't it the Tucson that was in the Gulf of Japan that shot down that North Korean missile?
Yeah,
the one of them that they shot off.
It's just,
and I know that the Tucson is it's an electronic anti-missile ship.
Yeah,
and so it's very possible that
strange is we've had an awful lot of weird, like, well, that was just a mistake, you know, like our boats landing in waters that they know they're not supposed to be in, or this missile, oh, just a mistake. We've had a lot of that this last year, which is, I think, worthy of a look, because I don't think they have that many mistakes,
By the way, if you read Florida Marquis, he investigates this in depth. Mm-hmm. And he's shown that our destroyers that got hit, you know, the Fitzgerald and the...
Right?
And the McCain and all these. Now there's been five of them. You know what they've been doing?
What?
He followed their shipping lanes. They're following undersea cables. Right above undersea cables. As the cables turn,
all right,
the ships turn.
We're going to recap our recap when we come back, so don't worry about it. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Oh, man.
Pieology Pizzeria is opening Friday in St. George. At Pieology, you get to choose just the right amount of their 8 signature sauces and more than 40 of the freshest toppings to build your perfect pizza on Pieology's delicious house-made crust, all for one low price. It's made right in front of you. Then stone oven fired to perfection in less than 3 minutes. You can create the perfect salad, too. Choose from 3 lettuce options, then load it up with crisp vegetables, savory meats, and all the fresh toppings you can handle. You have to see their line of all the tasty ingredients. It's amazing. At Pieology, you create your perfect pizza. What a great new way to take the family out. Everyone gets what they want. Right now, you can join their Pie Life eClub at Pieology.com and get a $5 pizza offer sent to you after they open in St. George on South River Road next to Yogurtland.
St. George Auto Gallery, easiest 1, 2, 3.
Jared Wheeler here with St. George Auto Gallery at our specialty financing location on the Boulevard. Did you know that we've changed our in-house financing guidelines, which means great things for our customers? If you're struggling to get an auto loan because of credit issues, our new in-house program could be right for you. With rates starting as low as 2.99% OAC, and now introducing our new interest rate buy-down program where on-time payments can result in lowering the rate with good payment history. It's never been easier to get back on your feet with a helping hand from St. George Auto Gallery. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from, stop by our Boulevard location today to get approved or fill out an application online at stgeorgeautogallery.com.
That's stgeorgeautogallery.com.
It's not that hard right here on the Boulevard, St. George Auto Gallery.
In 1946, my amazing grandparents Kay and Lale Wilkinson founded Wilkinson's House of Lighting, and every day since, it has been our goal to provide you with outstanding selection, pricing, and especially service. Over the years, we have listened to the needs and wants of our customers. That's why, in addition to the fantastic selection of lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans, we also fill our showroom with the current trends in home decor. Whether you're looking for your go-to place for decor, or if you've already discovered us, come on in and see what's new in home decor. Wilkinson's, 88 East, 1160 South.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai kicks off the new year with a bang. Get 0% APR for 72 months on a 2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Get a big bang with great fuel economy
and the dynamic design of 2018 Tucson
for as little as $239 a month.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Get more bang for your buck
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
Finley Hyundai, St. George,
unapproved credit through HMF, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $299.99 due at signing, plus taxes and fees and dealer added options. See dealer for details.
Don't miss out on the active life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Not only does Home Flooring Connection provide the best carpet, tile, wood, laminate, luxury vinyl, and mosaics, but now they also offer window coverings. Home Flooring Connection is different than most flooring stores. They bring the personalized touch into the flooring world. They'll bring samples to your home for free and explore options with you. Plus, they have low overhead so they can pass the savings on to you. So if it's time for new flooring or new window coverings, stop by Home Flooring Connection on Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's. Home Flooring Connection.
Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool is celebrating the new year with a clearance sale on all 2017 hot tubs and swim spas. Big discounts on models from 4 of the world's top-rated brands. And free premium accessories will save you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. Easy, local financing is available with payments starting as low as $89. If you're considering putting in a pool, save yourself time, money, and frustration with a swim spa instead. Call 275-4017 or visit AbsoluteComfortUtah.com.
Ever notice how mattress companies always compare their mattresses to Tempur-Pedic mattresses? What does that tell you? It tells me that Tempur-Pedic is literally the standard by which all mattresses are judged. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep pros can get you into the Tempur-Pedic that best fits your body type and lifestyle. Plus, you'll get up to $300 instant store credit and pay no interest for 72 months. Best Mattress, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters and home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Talk lines are open now.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Hi there, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Hopefully you're having a good one, because we are in studio. Man, the show goes so quick, you just wouldn't believe. And so call up 888-673-1450. You can call from anywhere, Chicago, all across the United States. We get calls, Toronto and all of Canada too. Make sure you're calling in, 888-673-1450. We'd love to get your 2 cents. Recap the recap. Just give me like a 4-minute recap of Hawaii, what your take on the mistake missile.
The mistake missile at Hawaii and Japan.
Okay.
There was one. Japan also announced that they had one going toward them that was shot down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Vincent or Tucson did that also. But
USS Tucson?
USS Tucson.
In the Pacific Command? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But what you've got is this missile is heading toward Hawaii. Mm-hmm. In variance of all the fail-safe methods, they announced it. So this thing was witnessed, apparently. Is heading toward Hawaii, and it was shot down after 40 minutes. You can only do it. Now, you talked about this earlier. You can only shoot these things down on launch or reentry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the time in between. You can't. They fly difficult to get up there, but once they start coming down. So at any rate, what we've got here is who would shoot this thing at Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and what would be the damage to it. And everybody's been questioning different, you know, some people say North Korea, some people say rogue Chinese agencies, some people, I've heard Israelis trying to get a war going. There's all kinds of different conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
But my conjecture is this, and after studying this and listening to some people in the know, that it was done by us, the White Hats, knowing they were going to shoot it down, because in Hawaii, there's a massive... there's what's called the Hawaii Cryptologic Center. And this Hawaii Cryptologic Center intercepts almost all the intelligence in the world. And Edward Snowden left there. And Edward Snowden downloaded a massive amount of this and fled, of course, to China and then Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got is they keep it on the island of Hawaii.
Right.
Other defensive people, I read some of their statements saying, why is it out there in Hawaii? Do they anticipate maybe an attack on the United States and it'd be safe out there? Would it be safe out there? Well, how do you get them to dump all that intercepts and intelligence over to CONUS, the continental United States? Well, they're required to. It happens automatically when Hawaii's under attack, massive attack. And so...
When Snowden did that dump, though, we're talking years ago.
That's years ago. But there's more intelligence since then.
Yeah. So are you talking about that this is a new dump? Just want to clarify.
Yeah, new dump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. So if they're under a missile attack, nuclear missile attack, they're required to send all that over to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they'll lose it all.
Right.
Right. So through the cable, they sent it, Pacific Cable, over to the United States. Then they called off the attack, but of course, then the information's over here. And it's very interesting over here, because it didn't take long after that before, on a Thursday afternoon, President Trump visits the Pentagon, and along comes Pence, Vice President, and General Mattis, and quite a few other higher ups, and they all go in there in a big meeting. And not long after that, you've got this new FISA document coming out. Just 2 days ago, a 4-page FISA document, which, according to quite a few congressmen, I can look them up, I have them right here, at least 4 of them were on Fox News, and others were interviewed saying, this is massive information, vital, damaging information. It's got to be put out to the American public now, and it will change the whole course of the investigation, not only the investigation, but the leadership of a lot of the intelligence agencies, including the FBI and everything else. And it's very damaging. So where did this thing come from? That's where I think. I'm putting two and two together there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it makes a 4.
Sure.
But so that's it in a nutshell. And right now it's in this FISA document. is in the hands of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's downstairs. I guess they have a place down there where they read documents. I remember they went down to read all about Lewinsky and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they opened documents. They must have a document center down below. And the Republicans are going down and reading it and going, holy cow, yeah, we got to get this out.
Mm-hmm.
And according to one Republican congressman, he said the Democrats don't even come down to read it. They're just in a block saying it will not go out.
Hmm.
So I wonder why.
Well, so, both sides have so many scandals. I'm actually, this must just be a lot about Clinton, you know, a lot of workings within maybe, or stuff within the Obama administration being that party, and also the Clinton years, who knows.
But according to them, they're all going down.
Yeah.
So, if you put it all together, you know, what's going on and over in Guantanamo Bay, the expansion, the 10,000 tent city they're putting there, and all the military movement around, and now there's 160 military flights in the air going back and forth, moving men and material around. That's never happened before.
I read that too.
This great exchange, And you start putting all these things
together. And there's no reason. I mean, what would be the reason for this huge expansion? We're talking big expansion. They're not just adding a little corridor. So there's no reason other than this is good timing right now.
And what is it, the 850th Military Police Company from Fort Huachuca are heading out there under secret orders not to divulge anything, no text, no written things. They have to sign a waiver, and they can't even take pictures of their faces because they don't want people to see who's going over there. There's, I think Trump is setting the stage for incredible play coming down.
Yeah.
It's a coup, if you will, over the deep state. It's too
many. One thing is, you have to give him credit a little bit for that, because he's very good at possibly exposing people. He's very good at the game.
Right.
So I think that's the missing link that people aren't giving him credit for, because what's the first thing the leftists will say? Dumb eighth grader, okay?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be president. Well, what are they basically, it's always the opposite of that. And I think that he knows how to play the game. He's been doing it in business a long time. And so if he's playing the game, you got to look at what the game is. That's where everybody in America, not everybody, a huge portion of America misses what he's doing. And they only look at the superfluous headline of the day without going, what's the actual game going on here?
One thing I enjoy about Trump is his positive attitude.
Right.
You know, a lot of other presidents, well, Jimmy Carter, we're in a malaise, and we've got to get out of this, and other ones, and we've got this Obama, we've got this terrible global warming, it's the most important thing, because we need to address, it's going to kill us all, and downer, downer, downer. But Trump is always, you know, we're going to make America great again, believe, and then he reinforces it, usually with a believe me. You know, he throws that in. It's that positive mental attitude. And I believe personally, on a spiritual level, that PMA and nations and other things, you can actually affect the future. You can make the world bend your way by your attitude.
Yeah.
And it's reinforced my, you know, my investigation into microphysics and things like that. The world changes according to your attitude.
Well, they keep, you know, the references constantly to Stalin and Hitler. I've kind of had enough of it. It's, you know, they can't back that up. It's, I mean, talk about the worst people you could pick out in history to say that that's who he is. And I know you had some comments on that too.
Oh, I do. And it's good. This is going to be a little bit of a downer, but it's an encouragement too. Senator Flake of Arizona.
Yeah, he's interesting.
He said that Trump coming out with all this fake news stuff is reminiscent of Joseph Stalin, you know, who tried to suppress all the news, right? Mm-hmm. And he's of the same ilk. And so I'm starting to think, okay, why did he use Stalin instead of Hitler? I'm glad he did, because Hitler, he's kind of like the big boogeyman.
Right.
Anytime you want to say anything bad about anybody, you use Hitler, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many others out there that are as bad or worse, believe me.
Yeah.
Okay, just as worse. And Joseph Stalin is one of those, especially with the Holodomor, when he starved 7 million people, mm-hmm. and between the deportations and the gulags and all, the kulaks, those are the Ukrainians, they suffered up to 14 million deaths during that period. And this is from Robert Conquest in his wonderful book, you know, Harvest of Sorrow. And he writes about that, that how you can hate somebody or believe in your cause so well that you're willing to kill for it. And it's I want to read you just a little quote from one of these one of these communists, young communists, who went down there to take all the food away. By the way, if you had your choice, would you rather die in a gas chamber or starve to death?
Gee, thanks.
Right. Okay. This guy adds, okay, and he's a young communist. Mm-hmm. With the rest of my generation, I firmly believe that the ends justified the means. Our great goal was the universal triumph of communism, and for the sake of that goal, everything was permissible. To lie, to steal, to destroy hundreds of thousands and even millions of people. All those who were hindering our work or could hinder it. Everyone who stood in the way. And to hesitate or doubt about all this was to give in to intellectual squeamishness and stupid liberalism. The attribute of the people who could see not see the forest for the trees. And that's how I reasoned. And everyone like me. And when I saw what total collectivism meant, how they kulaktized and de-kulaktized, how they mercilessly stripped the peasants in the winter of 1932, I took part in this myself, scouring the countryside, searching for hidden grain, testing the earth with an iron rod for loose spots that might lead to be buried again. With the others, I emptied out old folks' storage chests, stopping my ears to the children's crying and the women's wails, for I was convinced that I was accomplishing the great and necessary transformation of the countryside, that in the days to come the people who live there would be better off for it, that their distress and suffering was a result of their own ignorance, and on and on and on. This is how he goes. He says, I saw people dying from hunger. I saw women and children with distended bellies, turning blue, still breathing, but with vacant, lifeless eyes and corpses. And the terrible Holodomor that went on and on and on during that terrible winter of 1932 and 33.
Right.
It's just incredible. But they justify it in their heads. And sometimes on this radio show, I hear people call in and they say, you know what we ought to do over there in Syria? And they were just make a sandlot of them. Let's just nuke them all, kill them all, and start over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, are you even thinking?
Right.
Are you even thinking? What kind of hatred would it take to do a thing like that? Or self-justification to do a thing like that? And it goes everywhere. Victims and everybody else. And we cannot fall into that in our heads. My granddaughter had to write a book report on Elie Wiesel's book, Night. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know about that. He was apparently a Holocaust survivor. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this book about Jews and their revenge and what how you have to give up hate. But it was difficult for him to do it. 1962, he went back to Germany, and he wrote that every Jew, somewhere in his heart, deep down, must harbor a hatred for the German and all that exists in the Germans. Mm-hmm. And they tried to exterminate, at that time, but during and after war, with the Morgenthau Plan, in other words, to exterminate all the Germans. You got to remember, they died in hundreds of thousands, only they were baked in their basements, in their shelters, because of the fires that were above them.
Yeah.
Baking down there, or the fires got so great it sucked all the oxygen out, and families were dying down there. It's millions, 3 million Germans died. It's just the incredible hatred that incorporates in a war like that. Hmm. And it continued afterwards. Even afterwards, I've got a book here it's called An Eye for an Eye. Mm-hmm. It's written by John Sack, and he himself is a Jew. And he had a hard time publishing this because of the thesis is, at the end of World War II, thousands of Jews sought revenge for the Holocaust. They set up 1,255 concentration camps for German civilians, men, women, and children, and babies. Mm-hmm. There they beat, whipped, and tortured, and murdered the Germans.
Right.
So this just went on and on and on.
So to say Trump is that, I mean, you'd have to be a total idiot to say that Trump... That's the close association. I mean, give me a break.
You cannot. Okay. These men were so evil. You cannot make that association with Trump just because He's getting rid of fake news. The fake news.
The uninformed and the illogical.
Yeah, Flake, I don't know what Senator
Flake. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Kate Daly.
Hey, Carl Lamar here for Nielsen RV. Matt's with me. What's going on this brand new year, Matt?
We stocked up heavy on everything from tent trailers, toy haulers, and motorhomes, and proud to announce our new product line, Grand Design, is here. If you haven't seen these trailers, you are missing out. We're hitting it harder than ever before with huge savings, and always our warranty forever included at no cost to you. Let us get you on your next adventure.
Nielsen RV on Sunland Drive, exit 6 in St. George, under the gigantic American flag, and on State Street in Hurricane. Don't forget NielsenRV.com.
St. George Auto Gallery, easy is 1, 2, 3.
Jared Wheeler here with St. George Auto Gallery at our specialty financing location on the Boulevard. Did you know that we've changed our in-house financing guidelines, which means great things for our customers? If you're struggling to get an auto loan because of credit issues, our new in-house program could be right for you. With rates starting as low as 2.99% OAC, and now introducing our new interest rate buy-down program, where on-time payments can result in lowering the rate with good payment history. It's never been easier to get back on your feet with a helping hand from St. George Auto Gallery. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from, stop by our Boulevard location today to get approved or fill out an application online at stgeorgeautogallery.com.
That's stgeorgeautogallery.com.
It's not that hard right here on the Boulevard, St. George Auto Gallery.
You're tired of your crooked smile and you don't want those ugly old-fashioned metal braces. You want customized, invisible braces. And St. George Dental Care has the latest technology to get you your perfect smile. Doctors Dan and Tyler Utley and their crew of lab and computer technicians will custom design your fabulous, functional new smile. Check out their smile gallery at stgeorgedentalcare.com. Call today and save $300 off your straight, wide smile. St. George Dental Care, where everyone knows your name.
You can't remember the last time you truly smiled. You're always the one person in every photo without a big, toothy grin because you're embarrassed by your missing teeth. Make today the last day you hold back your smile. Call St. George Dental Care for a complimentary consultation to see if dental implants are right for you. Not all implants are created equally. Dr. Utley has 5 implant systems to custom fit the perfect implant for your smile. See all the happy smiles at stgeorgedentalcare.com. Call today, 628-9099, and get your free consultation and save $100 off each implant. St. George Dental Care, where everybody knows your name.
Start the year off right with a new built Ford Tough truck from Ken Garf St. George Ford. Get New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. Our Ford F-Series is the best-selling truck in America going on 41 years. So get the job done right with New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance, see dealer for details based on 2017 sales.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Oh yeah, we're doing the white man overbite a little. Anyway, I could have let that play on. Anyway, welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, if you didn't know. You're like, what is this weird show? Yes, we're a nice, normal talk show, if anybody asks. You know what? I'll take a caller. Why not? I'm on with Investigator Dave because it's Friday. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Last night about 7, 8 o'clock, there was a bunch of things coming across my newsfeed on Facebook about a missile strike in Detroit. And then there was a bunch of media guys coming on there saying that it was just a meteor.
Right.
And then I can't find it anywhere on the national news networks anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Last night you could Google it and Facebook search it and find all these pictures of people off their cell phones.
Yeah, I saw a video.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering if you guys had any information on that.
We hit a little bit on the last hour.
I'm trying to figure it.
Okay. We'll talk about it again. We just hit about in the last hour, but we'll do it again. Thank you for that. Go ahead, Dave.
It's just a little bit strange. That's the
I did see that. Yeah.
What's called the Michigan meteor.
Yeah.
And there's also one in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And there's one up there in Canada. So what is going on here? And if you look at the pictures and everything else and look at some of the comments, a couple of the pictures might show the laser that shot it down. It sure looks like a laser. There's all of a sudden, this light shoots down.
And when I say
Yeah, and destroys it. Are they knocking out satellites? I don't know. What's coming in? What's going down?
But there's been a couple of incidences, right?
Yeah, there's been at least three right now. And if not more, these are unheard of things. So it's a good question. What are they doing? There's some sort of Star Wars going on. I believe there's some sort of Star Wars going on.
Okay.
And
let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. All right. I'm trying. I try and get there as best as I can. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. In May 2014, the Russians launched three military communication satellites. But some object broke off from the rest of the cargo during the launch process. Okay. Once it went into orbit, this extra object was closely tracked by the United States and international space agencies. No big deal. This sort of thing happens all the time. But these guys watch and closely monitor any sort of object that floats above the Earth in space. And so they assumed it was some sort of a space junk, right? Then something strange happened. This particular piece of space junk soon stopped acting like a normal space junk. It started having a mind of its own. It altered its trajectory and intentionally started moving, and like a parasite, it latched onto and docked with another satellite. Red flag. If it were in some sort of maintenance drone or satellite, it'd have to declare it. The Russians and everybody has to declare their launches on the manifest, right? With the other three, but they didn't declare it. And so if people think that this is some sort of a... Since it can change its trajectory and launch on other satellites, it's some sort of a killer satellite. It can go on and launch onto another satellite and take it out. Yeah, it's interesting. And so they still don't know what it is, because our entire defense depends on satellites.
Well, the announcement...
If they got a rogue up there...
The announcement today, hot off the presses... General Mattis, terrorism no longer primary U.S. concern. Focus on competing with Russia and China, new defense strategies. And so the U.S. will encounter any threat to America's democracy experiment, is the quote, including U.S. military force. The Pentagon chief said, unveiling the new defense strategy that sidelines the war on terror in favor of interstate competition. Unveiling the Trump, this is just today, by the way, just came out. Unveiling the Trump administration's new national defense strategy, Jim Mattis said the main focus for U.S. defense was competition with resurgent powers, Russia and China. And so they went on to talk about global disorder. And this is where I go, creating a, they need to create more of a security environment, more complex and volatile, because it's becoming so volatile than we've ever experienced in recent memory. Interstate strategic competition, not terrorism, now the primary concern. A robust constellation of allies and partners, a more lethal, resistant, rapidly innovating joint force. I don't know. Anytime you start talking security, we start seeing liberty ripped away. And and that's how they do it. But this will be very interesting to keep an eye on, because this is the first time in 10 years where we've said terrorism isn't the issue. What they really should have said is terrorism that we're creating isn't the issue. And yes. But let's be honest.
Yeah, homie.
And then this is basically their new defense strategy, by the way. Russia and China, the focuses are here. So you were just talking about Russia, but I just wanted to mention this is just brand new.
I have a feeling, and I don't quote me on this, but just like terrorism was homemade, man-made, this international competition is too.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that we're actually off the books. We're working together.
I don't know.
Just
I don't know. I'm not sold on that.
Just my thing. I know. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay. But one of those things, according to international competition, he's talking about, and I'm really mad at Rex Tillerson for this. He gave a speech and he said that the United States is going to keep an indefinite military presence in Syria in order to remove President Bashar al-Assad.
Mm-hmm.
He says Assad's regime is corrupt and his methods of governance and economic development have increasingly excluded certain ethnic and religious groups. Oh my gosh, if any nation in the Middle East accepts all the ethnic and religious groups, it's Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's talking over his head, doesn't know what he's talking about. And he said, a total withdrawal of American personnel at this time would restore Assad and continue his brutal treatment of his own people. That's old hat. They've been talking about that forever. Yeah. So what are we doing? And Turkey's very angry because Tillerson wants to keep 30,000 people there, both the YPG and our own troops. And Turkey says, if you put the YPG in there and start protecting the Kurds, mm-hmm. we're going to destroy you before it even starts.
Right.
And so... it might be another hotbed there. But why are we even there?
We're not supposed to.
What do you care?
We don't have any place.
What do we care if Assad's in power or not? I was there twice mm-hmm. when he was in power, and it's a nice country.
Yeah.
So I...
Well, look at the obvious. You're a madman, and you start gassing and killing your own people, and then all of a sudden you just stop a year ago? You just stop because why? And then... Your people are running to you for safety. Are they going to you if you're a madman killing them?
Yeah.
I mean, obvious is too much to take for a normal person's logical brain.
You have an election and you win, 68% of the popular vote?
Yeah. This is why I have guests from Syria come on the show, like Reverend Ashdown, because the insanity of the statements that are made, it's amazing that people aren't questioning. Gee, why isn't he gassing his people anymore? Because remember, everybody was up in arms about it.
Yeah.
All of America got emotional, and let's go nuke them, let's go nuke the whole country. And then all of a sudden he just stops. I mean, come on, people just can't be that dumb. But we are again and again. Look what we did to Libya. Look what we did when we went into Iraq. I had the guest on the show that said it was the Kurds coming in into Iraq that were trying to take over. Saddam Hussein gassed. Saddam Hussein isn't a great guy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he was gassing the Kurds trying to take over Iraq. He wasn't gassing all of his people. So we just keep falling for it. It's just...
Yeah. Not only trying to take over Iraq, but they were persecuting
Christians. He was a dictator,
Christians.
For sure. But that didn't mean that he was gassing his people. And that's the reason, one of the reasons we went in. Humanitarian. And then all of a sudden we care, and then we don't care. Then we care, then we don't care.
It's all economic.
We're crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing over there. Anyway.
It's money and economics.
Well, this new... I'm fine with not having terrorism at the top of the list, because if we're out there creating it, then let's call it. But I always worry about we must have more money in the defense. We must have more money in our defense.
Yes.
Lawmakers give us as much money, blank check. We should all be very, very nervous about
that. This is such a far cry from President Obama when he gave that address to the Coast Guard graduates.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that global warming is the greatest threat to America and the world.
What a joke.
And the number one threat,
And if you don't believe it's treason.
Yeah.
If you don't buy into this sham,
you're insane.
You're treason. Yeah. You're committing treason. But I am going to be very critical about the security for liberty issue. I think that there are a lot of things Trump's doing right, and we're all keeping an eye on what he's doing as much as we can. We're not in control of it, but we're all keeping an eye on it, of course. But this makes me nervous. Makes me nervous when we're asking for a blank check, and it makes me nervous when they say we need more of a security environment than we already have. We are the biggest guns in the house, guys. We spend 10 times what any other country spends already, and that just... I just wanted to mention that worries me.
A lot of that money is spent on boondoggles, like the F-35 and others.
Oh, geez.
It's only allocated to make people rich, not to improve the military.
Mm-hmm.
And we start sending some of this stuff out there. And I'm really worried. If you come up against some battle-hardened Chinese or Russians or whatever else, and our guys, and we've got some good people. Trump's trying to improve it, but mm-hmm. I tell you, we've got some people in there, especially, you know, transgender thought processes and things like that.
There's so few of them, though.
Yeah, I know there's so few, but it's that mindset
mm-hmm.
in the military that we're accommodating. You've got to have this pride.
It's a joke.
You've got to have this spear de corps. And it doesn't take many cracks, you know, to break open a dam. And it's hard to maintain that spear de corps when you've got Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your masculine. That's what military is. I don't, you know, admit it.
Sure.
When I was in the military, you know, you're masculine, you're there, you're a man.
Yeah.
You're expected to do hard things and
you want to look over and see a chick that's 5'5 and 110 pounds try and carry you off a battlefield. It's a joke. It's a total joke.
It just doesn't help. Doesn't help that. That our image and we were talking about that positive image mm-hmm. versus a negative image. You've got to believe in yourself. You got to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a football team or anything else. You ever been in a locker room at halftime or even before the game when they're pepping you up? Mm-hmm. You're the best. Don't let them. You know.
Yeah.
You've got to have that mindset.
Right.
Before you enter any conflict like that, and you can't let any doubt or anything in there that would cause a mm-hmm. crack in that system. You just can't. Even
I get it. I just want Trump to listen to the right people in foreign affairs because he's got people around him that I think are deep state, and that's a problem. And I like a lot of the things he's doing here in America.
Yes.
And I know that he's kind of he likes to play the game, and that's okay because he has to. If you're going to drain a swamp, you've got to drain the people closest to you that are wreaking the most havoc, and then you go after the general, right? I mean, so
right.
You can't just there. The big issues for me would be the general, right? I want him to go after Federal Reserve. I want him to expose. I want to get out of the UN. I want this, because these are some of the big picture issues that have wreaked havoc on America. But that's more of the general. He's going after that front line right now.
Right.
And I want to see that happen and unfold. And I'm trying to make sure that I, you know, give him, you know, like look and say, okay, there's time that has to happen to have that happen. So there's a game to be played here in order to do it right.
That article that you read about the new global perspective for defense.
Yeah, the new defense strategy is
no longer terrorism.
Yeah. It's Russia, China
competition.
Competing. Yeah.
Huh. That's a mindset right there that I think may change our foreign affairs, right? May change this whole kind of a thing. Maybe he's preempting it.
Possible.
He's making his first move in 4D chess.
Yeah, possible. I don't want to see it handed to the American people that Russia and China, that we're doing this and we have to increase so much more security and take away more rights because they will do it. That's just the way that goes. I just wanted to, because it just came out, I wanted to...
International competition, my first thought is money.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, all of this that we're talking about, there's a basis, a foundation on which it's all developing, and that is banking and money.
Right.
And the international competition, we've got to get together on this because the Chinese aren't going to let up on their goals, nor the Russians.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how is the competition part of the finances that are coming, the money.
I guess
thing,
so.
The yuan. Who knows?
Tired of buying our treasuries.
Well,
they're not going to do it anymore.
Is that what that competition means? Who knows?
Yes, maybe.
It could mean multiple things. So
right.
We'll talk about it anyway. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Kate.
Investigator Dave. Such a fun show today. And hopefully we all learned something. Isn't that the point? Be faithful, be fearless. Go get the podcast off katedallyradio.com and email me, kate@katedallyradio.com. If you'd like to correspond, I'm happy to do so. And everybody have a terrific weekend.
Hey, Matt here from Nielsen RV. 2018 is here. It's a new year, and in most cases, a new you. And now time for a new RV. Make yourself a New Year's resolution to get the family out this year in a new RV from Nielsen RV. We have stocked up heavy on everything from tent trailers, toy haulers, to motorhomes, and are proud to announce our new product line, Grand Design, is here. Guys, if you haven't seen these trailers, you're missing out. And as always, our warranty forever included at no cost to you.
Nielsen RV on State Street in Hurricane, off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag at 341 East Sunland Drive, and at NielsenRV.com.
Save every day. It's Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai kicks off the new year with a bang.
Get 0% APR for 72 months
on a 2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Get a big bang with great fuel economy
and the dynamic design of 2018 Tucson
for as little as $239 a month.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Get more bang for your buck
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
Finley Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
Unapproved credit through HMF, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $299.99.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.
Still negotiating. I'm Lisa.